and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope you all got a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat because we are cooking today!
Steaks.
So we're doing steaks, and we're doing cheesy mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. We haven't filmed in two weeks, and I've been needing it. Hi, honey. I can't pick you up now. I just washed my hands.
Yeah, girl. Because we're clean over here.
Yeah, we're clean. I have been really, I've been just really wanting to film.
Yeah.
So much.
Ooh, I thought I almost fell. Honestly, I can't even lie. I've been enjoying the little break. I really needed it. The girl's been going through it, so I really needed that break.
I'm so excited that we're finally filming.
Good work. So, do you want to start? Yeah, we don't already cook. Do you want to start with the steak first? Or mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes is going to take longer, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's do that
first. Yeah. I'll go ahead and start cutting the potato.
No, I can season them for us.
You go ahead and season up those
sticks. You want all of these, right? I don't want chili powder. You want that.
I want a little chili pep on mine, but...
Well, how have you been, girl? I know you said you've really been wanting this.
Yeah, I've been really... filming is one of my...
I mean, I've enjoyed it too, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm very much excited. The last man I was talking to, actually he wasn't even the last man. He was like a few of the last men I was talking to. But I thought I didn't really care that much about what we had going on. But then lo and fucking behold, I did. I didn't really care. I'm still thinking about him.
I know.
I think part of me kind of just want to text him, and I think I am gonna end up texting him at some point.
I think you should. Not yet.
I feel like at some point I'm gonna reach that point where I'm like, you know what?
No,
because I'm still not ready. Because I'm like, the thing that gets me is like, it's the distance, girl.
Yeah,
the distance. It's a distance. Do you want us to turn around already? Because, like, the potatoes, don't we still gotta mash and all that?
Well, yeah,
and it's gonna be ready before.
We do both at the same. Well, yours definitely won't be ready before the potatoes are ready.
You think?
It takes so long to cook a steak like that, right?
I won't say so long. Okay, but, either ways. What was I saying? It's a distance. And I'm like, I don't want to waste his time. And also, honestly, even my time again. Because, like, if my feelings were hurt already that much for not seeing him a month, how are my feelings going to be hurt even more if, like, we do get to talking again? Blah, blah, blah. That's going to be more stuff adding on that if I were to let him go again, or if he would let me go, more hurt for me that I would have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
It's like, if I just get over him right now...
I'll be fine. I'll be chilling.
Yeah, well, I just have this hurt to get over of, like, damn, it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not adding more history to us.
Mm-hmm.
What were you talking about with me? I got mad and very sad. Well, it was mostly sad, but then it turned to anger.
Maybe she's in her nasty era.
I let him go.
Oh, no.
Also, part of it, wish I cherished him a little more. Just a little more. Because honestly, he really was a great... Like, that's another part of why I'm like, I don't feel like we were even meant to be. This was me, like, remembering the good parts. Is like, cause like, there definitely are parts of him where I was like, that maybe it wouldn't work out. But it's like, sometimes like, there were parts of him that I really liked. He was really like, I feel like he was one of the he's definitely one of the closest guys I've talked to my ideal man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very close. Honestly, like, he's the number one of the closest.
Really?
Of the closest, yeah.
Like,
I, again, me not, I'm not good being that vulnerable with people. And with him, I allow myself to be a little more vulnerable.
Good.
Honestly, much more vulnerable than most of the other guys. In different ways, though. Because I was vulnerable with other guys in other ways. But with him, I was vulnerable in a whole other different way. Oh, girl, it's hot. Trust me. I feel it.
You feel it on that one, too?
Yeah, girl. I feel it.
Are you ready to...
Cut it? Like, cut this so we can, like, get to this?
Are you ready to put the steaks in and then cut it? I want them to hear that
sizzle. Oh, yeah, girl.
Okay, which one do you want? Front or back?
Front or back? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, front or back?
Oh, I'm going with this one.
Y'all hear that sizzle? Anyway, we are going to be right back, and then we're going to be right back with our meals, and then I have a nice little surprise for all of us. I mean, you read the title of the episode, so you know what it is, but don't share it with anybody.
Yeah,
don't tell share anybody, and we'll be back with our dinner. Hello, girls. We are back. We have our meal. We have our steak and our potatoes. Do you want to give a little taste?
Yes. We were chef. Chef. Okay, let's start with the potatoes first.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm. Smell delicious.
They do smell good. They smell buttery. They smell cheesy.
Mmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish it was a little more salty.
Right, okay, I want to, yeah, I need some more salt.
Okay, yeah,
go bring that pepper too. You know how I feel about pepper. And then let me cut up my steak right here. Have my steak piece ready.
Oh yeah, let me go ahead and try it.
Let's get the steak. Mine, well done. Well done, gal.
Mine is accidentally well done. Didn't want that, but.
Cheers. Mm-hmm.
I mean, steak is delicious no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lot like me.
Yeah, bitch.
Oopsie.
That was so much salt. Oh my god.
Oopsie. Okay, before we get into our little thing.
Wait, before you get into that, what do you rate it? What do you rate yours?
Overall. Okay, well, let me try it again with the potatoes being seasoned better. I swear we seasoned it before.
Yeah, he put in salt and pepper. It just needs a little.
Yeah, it just needs a little boost, if you will.
I mean, come on, who hasn't cooked something that been you know what? I need to add a little bit more seasoning in it.
You know what? That was a perfect amount of salt.
Really?
Like, I know that was a lot, but
girl, it did. It looked like the whole fucking thing went in there. I was like,
but that's delicious. I will say the one thing I wish I had. I wish I had steak sauce.
I wish you had hot sauce. Also, you know what I realized? This would be a competition.
Yeah, we just cooked.
But we just cooked, yeah.
What do you rate yours overall? Now that I've seasoned my potatoes.
Oh, well, I give mine a 10. I love my steak. Then I'm going to love the potatoes. I mean, I love mashed potatoes. I mean, I love potatoes in general. Mm-hmm. I love a potato. Any form, they're good. You can never go wrong with
them. You never go. Potatoes are the best.
Any form.
The best vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Any form, and they're so good.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay, that was a good mix.
I wish I had steak sauce. Especially if I cook steak like this, and mm-hmm. it's not bloody. I want that steak sauce. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just have a few things to talk about before we get into our little thing. Mm-hmm. A few things to talk about.
Props to the chef, because you did the potatoes. But
props to... Gotta give it to you. Gotta give it to me. Okay, first of all.
Let's get to these drinks, girl.
Oh, you want to go ahead and get to the drinks?
Yes, let's get into these drinks. As we eat, yes.
Okay, first of all. Do you know those homeless people that are in the cafe all the time?
Yes, girl, I know them.
They don't call me my name.
What do they call you?
They call me Gabby.
And I
always heard that they called me something different than my name, but I could never hear what it said. And I went to the bathroom today, and they said, "Hi, Gabby." And I went, and I ignored them. I was like, "Who the fuck are you talking to like that?" Yeah. First of all, I don't know where they got the. I have a name tag, and my name tag says Nathie on it, but
I mean, I don't even talk to them, so I don't even know. I talk to them I'm taking their order. Or I mean, at least in the mornings they do order.
Do they?
Sometimes they do, but the only thing is sometimes they don't expect pay. Cause the thing is here's my thing. If you're homeless and cause something happens and I get it cause you can't control your life
Yeah.
If something really happens like that. But it's they're homeless, but they be wasting their money on shit they don't need. I heard they do drugs. It's bro, maybe kind of try and buy yourself.
And I hate when they start expecting it.
That's the thing. They expect it. And I'm like, no. Because I remember when I first started seeing them, I did feel bad. Because I was damn, you don't know what's going on. I felt bad. I ain't gonna lie. I felt bad. So, there were a few times where I did give it to them. But then I was like, wait. They're, expecting it. And they're being rude. Because they're rude, too. After that, I was like, no. I think I only ever did it, two times. And I was like,
you can't be entitled
and
homeless.
Yeah, no. No.
I remember one time, the guy tried to stand up one. He was like... side-eyeing me, I was like, wow, this is, really, really good. I wish I had one. I went, yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Oh, really? No, they've never done that. But, he's done, where you're like, oh, it's good. And I'm like, yeah, it's really good.
I'm like, yeah, it's delicious.
But then I didn't think he meant like that.
Always side-eyeing me. And then, okay.
But these are rude sometimes. I'm like, no.
I just don't know why they call me Gabby.
They don't even call me that.
But, speaking of the man that I'm talking to, so since high school, since, I was, literally, in eighth, not even high school, eighth grade, I have dreamt and thought a mini golf day is the most romantic thing about you could do.
Especially an iconic day.
I
feel from seeing it in older romance movies, so you should do that.
I literally dreamed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, this is that's the epitome of romance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I finally went on a mini golf date, and let me tell you, it was everything I wanted. Mm-hmm. Except for this fucking rude ass bit. Okay, so he told me that when people go mini golfing, sometimes they'll just hop around the holes because if one hole's really busy, then they'll just hop around the holes, right? So that's what we started doing. We started just hopping around the holes, and so we went from like hole one had a line of people behind it, so we're like, okay, we'll just go to hole two, right? Mm-hmm. So we go to hole two, and this man walks up to us. He goes, "Did you skip the line?" And I was like, yeah, you know. I tried to make a joke. Like, it was so long. I was like, we're just fixing on coming back to it. And then, like, the way that he got so angry. Mm-hmm. Like, so angry. And then, like, I remember he was behind us at one point. Because he was going to every hole and stopping. And he said, ah! And then, by the end of it, we were, like, six holes ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And then, while they were still back there. But he was so rude for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's just what I was talking about. But the mini golf date was amazing.
Sounds cute, yeah.
Okay, do you want to get into these sodas?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, what level of nasty do you want to start with? Do you want to start with really nasty?
I say we should take turns, like, pulling out.
Oh, do you want to take turns pulling out? Okay, great.
I want to do Donners.
Okay, do you want to do the Donners? Close your eyes. Close your eyes, girl.
No, I'm just not going to look in. Oh, okay, some of them are different shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look!
Oh, yeah. So I just want to know.
You're looking and you're going to know where they're all at. Let me move some of these around.
I just want to know which one you are going to grab. Girl, I'm scared. Oh, I hope they're twist-offs.
Don't look!
Sorry, I hope they're twist-offs.
I'm just trying to move some of these around.
Oh, my.
So, you don't know what's up. Well, you kind of do know, because I guess, like, you know what.
I do know all the flavors.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm so nervous.
I'll go a bottle.
Yeah, the cans are gonna be.
Oh, snap!
Oh yeah, that's the one I wanted to. That's the special one that I wanted to give you. I know.
I was gonna. I
was gonna save that one for last since it's the best one and it's like a palette. So but if you want to go ahead and open it up now, is it a twist?
I don't think it is a twist. Yeah, bitch, that's definitely not a fucking twist.
Oh, I don't have a bottle opener.
Oh,
it is a twist, bitch.
What the fuck was that hard? Are you sure?
It is not. It is just. Okay, we'll come back to the snooky one. We'll come back to the snooky one.
Okay. Rewind! Redo! Although, I just got something to say about smoking. So, recently, she was on this podcast. Yeah, you can see it. Recently, she was on this podcast, and she was, like, you know, talking about, like, the Jersey Shore. And also, it's, like, reality TV. So, like, some things aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, like, when she was, like, the scene of, like, where's the beach? Apparently, like, I didn't finish watching it. Like, the reason she got arrested was because, like, the producers, I think that's what they called them or something like that she was saying. I don't know. Something like that. But also, she was also saying, like, talking about, like, you know, she's like, where's the beach? You know, that iconic scene?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the beach? She said when she asked the guy, she didn't mean, like, oh, like, literally, where's the beach? Like, she's like, obviously, I knew the beach was right there. But she's like, there's, like, only a few, like, entrances and exits for, like, the beach and all that on the pier. Like, that's what she meant when she says, like, where's the beach? Oh, that was funny. Okay. Let me pick. Wait, well, so should I not then. Pick the bottle ones then?
No, pick the bottle ones.
That's the only one. Grass soda? I feel like it's gonna be like matcha. This definitely is a twist. No, it's not. Bitch, what? It moved. You do it.
It's not a twist. If so,
it moved though, so I feel like it is. It just hurts my hand. It definitely moved.
Yeah, it definitely is moving. Hold on, I'll be back. I'm gonna get a bottle opener.
Yeah. Oh, you have a bottle opener?
Alright. Okay, I found my bottle opener. Ooh!
Do we have different cups?
It kind of smells good. Yeah, I brought myself a cup so that you can just drink out of the bottle.
Well, let me pour for you.
Mmm. It kind of smells good.
Yeah.
It smells like.
It's giving like green apple type vibe. I am getting that hint of grass though.
I'm so excited!
But, like, I feel like it's gonna be good. Like a sweet. Cheers.
That's not good.
No, that's good.
That's
it's literally just giving green apple. Let me give you some more.
That's kind of good.
How much more do you want?
Okay, that's like... Oh, and yeah, I was...
You're like, drink, you know?
I was...
Well, that's, we're going to drink some more. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, because that's a fire.
Have the whole thing. This is kind of good. I don't taste any grass.
Maybe there's like green apple. Let's rank them. 10 out of 10, obviously the best. This is like... That's a 10. I would drink it again, so I'm going to give it a 10.
This is like... Honestly, I'd give it like a 9. There's like... I don't think there's that much flavor. It kind of just tastes like...
That's perfect for me. I would definitely drink this again.
We're drinking grass soda. It's good. Okay.
You know what kind of reminds me of, like, those Jarrito drinks? I feel like those usually, like yeah, the, like I said, like, it's not an overpowering taste. I feel like those usually are, like, super overpowering also with their taste.
It's kind of good.
It's really good. I love it.
I didn't expect that one to be that... Like that?
You do the honors.
I know. Oh, well, let me finish drinking this one since you gave
me. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry. I was like, here, take it off.
Mm. Oh my god. Okay, so now I know that the rest are pretty bad. Aside from the two cans that I have in there.
Oh, those are no good ones?
Yeah, the cans are. Well, let me just show them. The cans are these, like, anime ones that I see everywhere, and I always are, like...
I see them, too. The thing is, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know the flavor.
Yeah, well, it says the flavor up at the top.
Really?
Yeah, this one's lychee flavor, but... I'm sorry. I usually just see these as, like, decor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I thought they were just decor, but they're, like, actual drinks. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous, bitch.
No, I'm so excited. Okay.
If I grab the fucking enchilada one... Oh, yeah. The one that Maria does know about is enchilada. Oh, I've heard so many bad things about this one. This one's gonna be bacon soda.
Oh,
bacon soda. Oh my god. Did this one twist?
No. Nervy.
Yeah, bitch. Imagine
like a greasy taste. Oh, you know when it's like really greasy and like you feel the grease in your mouth?
Yeah.
I hate that. It makes me want to bomb and I hate that. I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna have a whiff.
That smells boot fucking nasty, bitch.
I'm done. I'm gripping my heart. I'm scared.
Girl, wait till you know what Maria said?
I'm nervous.
Do you know what Maria said? Okay, so when I was in the store, I FaceTimed Maria, and Maria was like, there was a vomit one. And Maria, literally right before we started vomiting, Maria goes, you should have gotten the vomit one.
Because you were talking about, like, I didn't get any bad ones, or like, any of the two bad ones. I should have gotten the vomit one. Like, oh my god, speaking of vomit, I'm gonna tell you this too.
That smells like vomit.
Yes.
Should we mix them all together at the end?
What socks?
Don't I would say love that, to, bitch.
But it's giving wet sock.
Don't say that,
like,
bitch.
A stinky sock, and then you wet it. Ooh. But also, I was gonna say, so a few years ago, Madden Dew, you know how they like to release like different type of flavors they have, right? What? Do you know what I'm gonna say?
No, I'm just really freaking out about.
Okay, so a few years ago, probably like somewhere in the early 2000s, I'm pretty sure. They were, you know, doing their thing, you know, releasing different flavors, apparently they were trying. They made this like mystery flavor, and it's like people had to try it, and if they guessed it right, they got like an amount of money. I forgot how much. And, like, apparently, like, a bunch of people tried it, and no one could get it. No one could get it. And apparently, the flavor was Mountain Dew. Yeah. And then, apparently, again, somewhat recently, I think, like, 2020, around there. Maybe 2018, 2019. They released it again in, like, Australia, the Mountain Dew flavor. It was pretty popular, I think.
It was just, like, Mountain Dew flavor, Mountain Dew?
Is that what I said?
That's what you just said.
It was definitely a different flavor, then.
What the fuck? What you said?
What the fuck did I say?
You said. Mountain you know Dew. What flavor it was? Mountain Dew. What fucking flavor is that?
No, it was Mountain Dew, but it was a flavor. I think it's Doritos.
The
Dorito. I got this story so fucking wrong. The Dorito was the taste of Mountain Dew. It was Doritos doing that because you know how they be doing different flavors.
So first of all,
mess up the whole fucking story. Let me start over. So you know how Mountain Dew? Oh my god, I was gonna say the story again wrong. Redo. How Doritos different flavor chips?
I had no idea. But share.
In the 2000s, they were doing a potato chip flavor, and again, people had to try it. They got an amount of money.
Huh? Are you stalling?
Yeah, a little. Okay, you get the gist. I can listen.
I don't want to wait. Wait. Okay, no, we just.
Then why interrupt my story when I'm getting it right?
I'm sorry. Let's just
cheers. We
just have to do it.
I'm scared.
I know, it's like a shot. It's like a shot, but don't drink it like
but
a shot.
But it's not worth it like a shot. Cheers.
Oh my god.
Fucking nasty.
Oh.
Ew.
My god. That shit is.
That's nasty. I didn't eat the steak to get that taste out of my mouth.
Oh my god, that was booty.
But honestly, why is it actually giving bacon grease?
Oh my god. Talk about humiliation. Hold on, we're gonna be right back.
I give that fucking one, by the way.
Oh, yeah, give that. That shit was boot fucking nasty. It wasn't.
It was not it.
Is that better?
I mean, it made it a little better, but I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's dark anyway, so.
Yeah, you're right.
What much is there to do?
That was not my fave. That was like a two.
That was disgusting. Like, I actually. Like, you know, y'all heard me.
That almost, that was a, girl.
Imagine. Ooh, like, it did give that grease taste too, which I fucking hate.
Your turn. Oh my god.
Orange. Enchilada! OMG. I feel like it's gonna be, like, spicy.
We got enchilada soda.
But honestly, after that bacon one, I feel like this one can't be that bad.
I feel like this one's gonna be worse than the bacon one. Like, this is the one that I was just not wanting to do. Oh god, the smell. What if it smells like enchiladas? I don't even like want to take a smell.
It can't be that bad.
It's orange.
The bigger one, it can't be that
it's
bad.
It's orange soda. Me shaking.
Girl, I was gripping a bottle like
give
that
smell,
earlier.
Give me a smell.
That smells like orange soda.
Like wait, that smells like orange soda. Is
like, it's gotta be something easy.
Is he tricking us? Because I know there's...
Lester's Fixins.
Wait.
Y'all got your fixins. It smells like orange soda.
Okay.
Like a Fanta. Cheers. That's good.
Really? It's not my fave.
That's pretty good.
Okay, you're right. It hardly tastes like enchiladas.
It's like orange soda.
I really thought that was going to taste like...
There's like another taste at the end where I'm feeling is that enchilada taste. But like, it's like orange soda, but like watered down orange soda and a little something.
I really thought it was going to be like 10 times worse. Because like, I've heard of this brand before and I know it's not that great.
Ooh. You're doing good on this one. That's pretty good.
Not my fave.
No, it's pretty good.
I give it like
I give it like a 4. Like, it's not bad, like I said, but like, would I? No, I give it a 5. I would drink it again, honestly.
I give it a 5.
I would give it a 5. It's just like, I'm telling you, it's like watered down Fanta.
Okay.
Or orange soda, whatever you want to say.
Oh, I know. I know what's left in this bag, and I know you're not gonna like it.
Oh my god.
Okay, can I be honest? I got these two flavors because I knew you weren't gonna like it. I got these two flavors because, well, besides the cans, but the two bottles, I got these flavors because I knew you were just going to be like, are you kidding me? That's nasty.
I'm scared. Pickle?
We got a pickle soda.
I hate pickles.
We got pickle soda. I showed this one to the guy I'm talking to, and he was like, why does that kind of sound good? I'm like, that's fucking nasty. Like,
some people drink pickle juice, so.
I mean,
does he drink pickle juice?
I drink pickle juice, but I still think this is going to be fucking really? Nasty as fuck.
I feel like if you like pickle juice,
it has pure cane
like
sugar
that.
In it.
Yeah, they all do. I feel like they've all been saying that.
Are you ready?
No. But, like, I mean, I did recently, when I went to New York, I got a pickle on one of my foods, like, on the side, and, it wasn't that bad. Although it was a sweet one, though.
Yeah, you got a sweet pickle.
I feel like this is a drink for, like, someone that likes pickles. So I'm just drinking it, too. Is it good? Does it smell good? It does? I didn't even smell it. I'm scared.
It smells like pickle juice, bitch. It smells like pickle juice.
Well, it's nasty.
Okay.
I can't think about another story. I'm like, what is what I got in here?
Did you know about Doritos?
No, look at this. Cheers. No, why are you stalling on me?
You better take an actual sip.
Oh, though. I am.
One more time, cheers.
That's nasty.
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, it doesn't really taste like...
It just tastes like a pickle.
It kind of just tastes like a
like
pickle.
Like, whenever I'm eating... you know when there's a fucking pickle on your bread? Then yeah. It tastes there even after you take it off.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that. That's what I feel like right now. Nasty. Give that a 1.
That was, like, a 3. I mean, if I was, like, thirsty, I probably would. Not even while I was thirsty.
I'm going to say, fine, I'm being a little overdramatic. It's not as bad as that, what was it? Bacon one. So I'll give it a 2.
Yeah, the bacon one was pretty bad. The bacon one was
pretty bad.
But it ain't
going much higher than that.
Do you want a can or do you want the last bottle?
Mm-hmm. It's ringing. Whichever you're feeling, mama.
I should just get the last bad one out of the way and then do the snooky one of the two cans?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be so mad at me.
What is it, bro?
Okay, so for our final, like, Lester's Fixins soda, if you will, the really nasty ones, I got it. I got mustard.
Ew, I hate mustard.
I got mustard-flavored soda. Mustard-flavored soda.
It can be worse than that pickle one. Like, I don't like mustard, but, like...
But in a soda?
But, like, as a pickle, pickle and mustard.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it's a... Oh, my God, that's really disgusting. Mustard is also that type of condiment where it's, like, you can't get a taste off of it after it's been on there.
That just, like, I literally just got, like, chills.
This was nasty.
Let me sniff yours. Wow. Oh my god, and then we're gonna mix them together after this.
This is, ugh. Oh. I forgot we said that.
You already said yes! You already said yes!
I
feel
like I smell it.
Like a tang.
It reminds me of something. Cheers! God, why is that not on me?
This one I'm nervous about. This one I'm really not gonna like. Oh wow.
That's fucking nasty.
Oh my god.
That's a. I'm gonna give that one a 3 because again, it's not worse than a pickle one, but that's a 3. How much of a big sip did you take? I'm not gonna lie, I did a little sip on that one too. That one and pickle, I did a little one.
Fucking cheat.
We didn't say how much.
I'm over here doing sips. And Maria's
like. I did a little sip.
And Maria's like.
I definitely had like this amount of a gulp in there.
Just watch. You see that? Is that right there? No.
Well, should we do the cat?
Do you want to do the snooky one?
Oh, yeah. You want it?
The snooky one I already know is going to be good. Do you mind if I just drink out of the bottle?
No.
Okay. The snooky one I already know is going to be good because I just want to save that for when we mix them. Mm-hmm. Are we going to mix the snooky one in there too?
Let's do it.
Mmm. Smells delicious. Smells like. Ooh, it smells like a.
Divine.
Like, it smells like a cherry popsicle. Like it, that's how I good love it smells. Cherry.
I love the print leopard. Love pink. I love leopard pink.
it's a meme. And it's oh. Okay, what do you think of that?
I give it a 10. It's good.
Oh, that is divine. Okay, let's mix them. Okay, so we got mustard with wild cherry. With in some enchilada, with some grass. Oh yeah, girl, you put that grass in there.
Yeah, I was like, let me put in all that.
you put that grass in there. Not too much now.
Come back over here. This is a little more.
More enchilada!
Enchilada wasn't bad.
And then the fucking demon itself. Bacon.
Okay, and for a good measure again.
Okay, well, who's going first?
I want to go with Whipso.
No, because your reaction is going to tell me everything that I need to know. Wait, hold on.
And because I admit I did little sips, I'll do an actual sip of this.
Yeah, do a gulp.
Okay.
Which one do you taste the most?
The bacon. Oh, that's nasty.
No, why would you say that? No.
That's nasty, girl. I feel like we're doing like the jelly bean challenge. I feel like I'm back there.
You are literally so.
That broke me, girl. Now y'all know how to break me. Giving me all these nasty sodas. Nasty. Traumatizing me like that.
Hey, girl,
I'm never gonna forget
have
this.
The snooky.
Yeah, I never forgot all about that.
But also hand that snooky over so that I can sip something fruity after I get done with this.
Goes nasty.
Stop saying that! Girl, it's so disgusting. It's nasty, girl. And you said, let's get barf.
I know, now I'm glad you didn't get it.
Do we remember that?
I do.
There was one that was chicken stick flavor and I was like, I think
that's well, like, cool. Also, what if Alicia should have gotten it? Like, it's nasty, but it's like, I feel like you kind of should have gotten it. Oh, well.
Yeah, can't
relieve the past. What? No, girl, you're drinking that. I drink it.
What?
I was like, I cannot be the only one. Yeah. Put on your big white pants and sip it. No, gulp it.
Wow.
Oh, your handling is so much more better than I did, girl. That's nasty. Like, why would it? Ew! Ew! If you're gonna vomit, turn. I got so scared you were actually gonna vomit.
Wow, like, oh, Lord. That is, you know what I would call that?
Nasty, disgusting.
I call it something, that's for sure. Oh, I don't want to put the snooky one over there with the monsters.
Mm-mm.
But do you like the bottle? Would you put that on display in your room?
I think it's cute.
No.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, I probably wouldn't, but like, I do think it's cute.
I saw that and I was like, I know Maria is gonna need this in her life.
I love it.
Imagine I didn't get it. And then.
Limited edition. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh my god.
Go pause it.
Hey, girl, we're gonna be right back. Like, hi, girls, we are back. Maria, thank you for rudely interrupting. I'm just kidding.
No, it's because My aunt, she has, like, her car seat in my car. She was, like, asking, like, oh, when are you going to be back? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bro, you're supposed to come earlier. And they were expecting me also to, like, come to that. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to you. You come to me. Like, you were supposed to get it yesterday, but you were too lazy. Well, yeah, like.
You come to me.
You're coming to me.
Okay, all we have left are the two Sailor Moon sodas. Who do you want to start with? Sailor Moon or Chibi Moon?
This one.
Okay. Chibi Moon. This one is...
Marco ASMR. Yeah, do this, Marco. You like your ASMR segments.
Are you ready? That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Real crisp. Oh.
I don't like the smell of it. It smells like fucking... It smells like
soap. Like a paint or something, yeah. No, for some reason, it reminds me of paint. Like, not that paint smell, but like... I don't know why it reminded me of
that. That really threw me off. I was expecting like a fruity type.
Paint, what flavor is this one supposed to be?
This one's lychee flavored. Mmm. You ever had a lychee before?
Mm-mm. I know they are.
Are you gonna go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
How is it? Does it taste like the way it smells?
Yeah, it does. I definitely do feel like it tastes like a... Like Lush. You know how Lush we smelling?
Not my...
The place? Tastes like that.
I had a more reaction to that one than I did the enchilada one.
No, that wasn't bad at all.
I didn't like it.
Well, it wasn't my favorite, but like... I feel like it has like a powdery taste to it.
It has like a soapy taste. I don't like it. I did not like it at all.
Yeah, I rank it
Yeah, what do you rank that?
A 4.
Yeah, that's like a fucking 1. That's higher. I rank the.
That's a 1.
I rank the pickle one higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say what flavor this one is. This one's pomelo flavor, which is like a grapefruit, I think. Okay, this one smells good. It just smells like a grapefruit.
No, it reminds me of a smell, so.
You want to try it first?
It reminds me of a smell I smell more. I'm thinking construction.
Oh.
Why do they even smell? I can't think of it. Well. No, that's good.
Is it good?
Yeah. I wouldn't drink it again, but like.
I get a 5. Okay. I like this one. I like this one. That one I give like, I don't know. That one I give like a 6. Well, it's good. It's fruity, it's bubbly, it's good. Okay.
Oh my god. You dropped them.
Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. My deepest. Okay, that was crazy.
Yeah, I can unbutton this already.
Sorry, I just had to review my notes.
I mean, fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you this video.
Oh, yes.
So, like, a few days ago, I feel. You know, I was scrolling on TikTok, you know, as one does. And I saw this, like, food. It's called, like, Fire Bond or something like that. But it's like. Mm-hmm. It looked like a, pretty much like a leaf, and like they put like some sort of paste on it, I think, if I remember correctly. And then like they light it on fire. It's supposed to be like some like sort of like a kind of like a breath mint type vibe after you eat. I'm pretty sure this is in India, but I'm gonna show it to you. Okay, look, she's gonna explain for us much more better. Like I'm scared, but I kind of want to try it too, honestly. I feel like I've never ever been in that situation. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I want them to do it, but then I'm gonna be like, what if like they somehow burn my mouth?
That's scary,
right? Like that. How does your mouth not get burned?
I feel like
because like your mouth is also like wet, like it's a wet place.
I feel like it's similar to like when people breathe fire.
Yeah, and, like, that also doesn't scare you?
No, breathing fire does scare me.
Like, you breathe fire?
I mean,
because, like, I've also seen...
With those fucking sodas? Yeah, it feels like a breathing fire.
Ooh. I've never forgotten this memory. I don't know what it was, but I remember, like... Okay, my mom, she loved watching the Food Network.
Yeah, as one
especially when I was younger.
I love
Food Network. But I remember watching it all the time. I still remember this one she was watching. It's like... I forgot who it was. I think it was, like... I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter who it was. But, you know, they were going around trying foods from, like, different places. And, like, one of them was, like, a... It was like fire on a stick, I think it was, or something like that. Yeah, it was like fire on a stick, and they put it in their mouth, and you know, they eat it, whatever, blah. Mm-hmm. I can never forget that. I'm like, how do you do that? And I'm like,
I have no idea.
Like, I'm saying, like, all I can think is, like, make it like your mouth's like a wet place. But it's like, why do you do that? I also would be scared.
I love the man just like shoving it into literally their mouth. He really said, basically, putting that shit in their mouth.
Maybe that's also like the key to also like, so like,
you gotta do it quick.
We gotta, because like, imagine like hesitating. Come here. Just like right there.
Hesitating right here with the fire on you.
Because it definitely will burn your lip. That's the only thing I'm saying. Maybe it's because like your mouth's like a wet.
Mm-hmm. And this is like not touching your mouth. So it's like almost immediately going out.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. That's scary.
Yeah.
Speaking of food.
What?
The fucking weirdest shit happened to me the other day. The weirdest shit happened to me. So me and a couple of friends were in downtown, right? And I went to this restaurant. I'm not going to say the name of it because it has to do with the owner.
Ooh.
But so we were at the restaurant, we were chatting with our server, and then the owner came over and we were chatting with the owner, you know, we were talking, gabbing, having a good time. And I was, okay, so I have a pair of pants that when I wear them, like, every once in a while the fly will fall down. I don't know how to fix it. I was either just gonna like super glue the fly shut and just like deal with it. But the fly sometimes comes down, right? So we get up and, you know, we're stretching, having a good time, we're about to leave, we paid. And the owner is like standing at the host stand and she goes, and calls me over. I need to do it to you so that you know. And she
what?
She goes like this and she wraps her hand around my face and goes, I need to do it to you how she did.
Oh, that's scary. I don't know how you didn't like push her away. The moment like someone would do that, especially if like oh my god, I'd be like, what are you doing?
It happened so quick but also so slow because I thought it was gonna be a hug because she went like that and then she went and she was like, and she like waited a second before she said it, and she goes, I'll do it to them.
No, I remember like
she said, your fly is down. And I said, what are we talking about? I was like, what's happening? I was like, actually, what the fuck is happening? I was so scared, literally, because I thought she went for hugs, so I went like that, and then she gripped my face.
She's like, I'm not trying to help you, so let me just
breathed into my ear, and then went, what the fuck are we talking about? I was so good. It was that one restaurant that we went to, and then it was the one that you went to alone and you got the two drinks.
Ah.
It was that restaurant, and I said, what are we talking about? What? Just the. I didn't even mind her telling me that my fly was down. It was her gripping my face.
No, it's the way she went about it.
And I literally felt her lips touch my ear. I was like,
honestly, the breath is all I needed. Oh, that would have done it
for me. And then I felt her lips touch my ear. What are you doing? Okay, James, like, what are we talking about?
Oh my god.
I was like,
I guess we're just helping you out, but it's the way she went about it.
I know, it was
ripping your head like that.
No, literally the side of my head gripping it, and then
because even if, like, getting close, like, again, it's not even the getting close part too much. Like, she could have been like that, and like, here, play zone. But even then, like, not that close to where, like, it's breathy and all that.
Breathy, and I felt her, lips touch my ear.
Oh, yeah, that was real close. Like, she had to get that close. It didn't grip you. Yeah, she's like, you need to hear this. You're not getting away.
It was literally like a, and I said, because, like, I literally thought she was going to go for a hug. Because, like, we talked to her for, like, maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then, so, when we got to leave, I thought she was going to hug me. I was, and, you know, I'm a touchy gal, so if you're gonna go for a hug, I'm gonna go in for a hug most of the time, unless you're, like, a stranger. That's your fan. But fans, I will always hug. Would you hug a fan?
I think so. I mean, it depends. How are they coming at me?
Oh my god, Maria, I love you. Can I have a hug?
That would overwhelm me. But, I mean, like, what if, like, are they just, like, instantly hugging me? Like, not even saying, like, not announcing them type vibe? Not announcing themselves.
I would hope that they would announce themselves.
It, like I'm saying, it depends how you're going about it. Some people, I feel like, they just, like, get really excited to see, like, someone that they love or, like, a celebrity.
Yeah,
and they get, like, just, like, get real crazy about it where it's like, what are you doing?
I've never been like that.
I never met a celebrity. If I were to, I wouldn't be, like, all like that either.
I met my idol, and I was pretty calm, cool, and collected in the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember the interaction, if I'm being honest? Not that much. I think really? I blacked out from excitement. I just remember going in there, sitting down, and then Trixie telling me I looked like a slut, and I said, and then Katya said I was really handsome.
Mm-mm. But yeah, no, I would say, it depends how they would go about it, but I feel like I would hug a fan.
Oh yeah, I want to meet and greets. I'm so excited to do meet.
Yeah,
and
like there. That yeah. I know for sure there. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I still like there. Sometimes I literally like have dreams about like going on stage and like doing the podcast in front of like a group of like. Are you done?
No. I keep having hiccups.
Hold by.
Boom! Burnt me.
Oh. Burnt me. What are you talking about? Anyway, I have more notes. I just feel bad about moving this because.
Yeah, what do you got, girl?
Because the lighting looks horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
What?
Okay, this happened at work the other day.
What?
Oh, first of all, I have a few things to say about work. First of all,
what are you
going to
say?
I already told Marie about it, but I have the chance of getting a little promotion. I'm meeting up with our manager tomorrow, and he's going to go through like what the questions are that they're going to, or like the type that I don't think he's going to tell me what they're going to ask. He's going to go through like the types of questions that they're going to ask. Mm-hmm. And he sent me like this like 18 page document of like how it's going to go about and like what's going to happen, like blah, 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 you know what I mean? I feel fairly confident that I will get the role. It'll be...
I mean, you said he, like, asked you right out. So, I feel that's something like a foot-in-the-door type vibe.
Yeah. I'm really... Apparently, it's, like, people applying online and then also, like, people applying from the store. And there's, like, I think it's, like, 5 of us applying for it.
Wow.
But I feel fairly confident that I'll get it.
Mm-hmm. He asked you. So, I feel like... Because, like, if he didn't ask the other ones and he asked you, like, he specifically, like, went up to you, I feel like that's definitely, like, a... Tell you foot in the door type vibe.
He did it to me, and then he did it to one of our other coworkers.
Mm, so again, foot in the door.
Yeah, so I feel fairly confident that I could get it.
Yeah.
That's like a $4 to $5 raise. Mm-hmm. The only thing I was talking to one of our I was talking to Anna about this literally the other day. The only thing I would feel weird about the whole thing it was like if I'm working on a shift with you, and I like just like have to boss you around sometimes, which like
I mean, I don't think that's weird because I mean like. In a past, like, of past shift supervisors, like, that I was, like, close to, like, we talked and all that, it's, like, end of the day, like, we're at work, like, you're a supervisor, like, of course I'm gonna do what you're telling me.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be like, oh, we're friends, like, I'm just not gonna listen to you. That's crazy.
No, but I don't think you would do that. I would just feel weird being, like, I don't know, almost, like...
What?
Just, like, I don't feel like bossing you around. I feel like that'd be so weird.
Like, I feel like, most of the time, like, with supervisors, you're just like, oh, you're this position, go there. Like, oh, hey, we need help here. Like, can you come over here?
Yeah.
I don't really feel it's, like, much, like, bossing around.
Yeah. Hopefully I can do it good.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel fairly confident. I mean, I used to have a job where I basically did the same exact thing, except for I also had other responsibilities as well. And I didn't do it for very long because the store shut down. But I feel fairly confident that I used to count tills all the time, customer service I would do all the time. And so...
Right. So you basically, like, have experience doing it.
Yeah.
I think you're fine, then.
And, yeah. I only did it for, like, 2-ish months, but, like, I still did
that's
it.
That's a still good amount of experience, maybe 2 months.
And...
You got the gist of it, right?
Yeah, and when I was in a grocery store, that had, like, so many more responsibilities than what I shift super...
Well, I know more people, huh?
Yeah, more people. It was only, like... Yeah, way more people. I had, like...
That had to be... I mean, when you go to a grocery store, like, there's so many people. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot... Like, yeah, we're a big group, but, like, it's really not that much, like, if you think about, like... other places.
Sometimes I'd be running like 10 burgers a day in like one shift because especially if I worked like a morning shift and like every single register was taken up, I'd have to run every single person's break. I'd have to run my break. I'd have to run the one on self-checkouts break. All the baggers breaks, girl.
That was a lot of people. So
Was a lot of people. And I feel like I handled it pretty well. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'd be able to handle this pretty well. And I feel like I had more response. Like I had to do like money orders, which God, mm-hmm. not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But, God, not my favorite thing to do at all.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I used to do that, and like, it's just like different responsibilities, but I think I could do it pretty
well. Yeah, I think you should be fine. I mean, there's so many.
Five extra dollars an hour?
Yeah, girl, get the money. I'm like, honestly, the money's enough to be like, I got it.
I told Maria, because like, this was honestly my motive for like saying, like, yeah, I'll apply to it, mm-hmm. was like, what I could do for the podcast. The way that I would put, like, $100 a week just to promote it, and then I would, like, literally, like, make a set in this little corner. Oh. I would want to make, like, I would...
Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, stay... Give me, like...
Give him, like, what, 6 months?
I was going to say, like, 2 months.
Oh, 2 months?
Give me, like, when I start getting that
sooner,
pay.
Sooner, y'all. It's going to be sooner than I thought.
When I start getting that pay. Because, like, okay, I feel like we're doing good, right? But, like, a little push of, like, paying promotions...
I think could do
pretty well. Like, if I literally like $100 a week, if I spend like 50 of it doing stuff for like promoting that week's episode, $50, and then I spend the other 50 promoting TikToks, I think that would do pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just have to see. We'll see what's going on. But like, yeah. I'm excited.
I think it definitely would help. I mean, how would they push it out? Because, like, how did... Just, like, making it pop up on more people's For You page?
Yeah, there's... I've done it before on my personal account.
Mm. Well, did you notice a difference? There you go.
Did you
notice a difference?
Well, I only did it on one video. So, like...
Well, even with that one video, did you notice some sort of difference?
I gained, like, a few followers, and that...
Okay, so you did reap some of the benefits, then.
I gained, like, a few followers, and that video got, like, 5,000 views.
I think that's a lot.
I know. So,
I think that's definitely a lot, girl. 5,000?
And the ones that I would probably promote the most would be the ones of the podcast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, because, like, that's, like, obviously, like, what we do. That's what we spend, like,
most
time.
Yeah, that's, like, the main thing.
So, like, I was promote the clips of the podcast. It's just, like, see what happens.
Yeah, girl.
Just, like, see what happens. $50 a week to promote. I know.
I'm excited, y'all.
And I'm, like, I want to try and... I really want to, like...
Vamp it up. I know we talked about it for so long, but then, like, the talk happened, but then never... Nothing ever happens.
I know. I'm going to have to, like, when I get the money saved up, okay, I'm going to be, like, thinking, like a $400 budget for, like, the little set.
Damn, girl.
And then, like, a $300-$400 budget for the set. I don't know. I really like the idea of doing the pink and purple, because, like, I even put that, like, in the description of our episodes. I put, like, a pink heart and a purple heart every in the description of each episode.
You put a car?
Heart?
Oh, I thought you said car. I was like, car.
I put a pink heart and a purple heart in, like, the description of each episode. I like the pink and purple theme. I think it's cutesy.
It is cute. It's very cutesy.
I think it's cutesy. So I think, I don't know.
What excited to see.
I really like the idea of doing the fur wall, but I don't know.
You want to do it? When I think of fur, I think of that Wizard Waverly Place episode where, like, that... Alex is brushing her, like, wall. I wanted it so bad.
That's another thing I'd be like.
But you would love to brush it. I would.
You would love to brush. we'll talk about when I get the budget for it.
I mean, hey, it's your money, so I'm gonna tell you what to do.
No, but you gotta be a part of that conversation. Imagine you just come over here and there's like a whole set building you don't even like it.
I mean, yeah, but like it's your money. So like, end of the day, like.
But it's your podcast.
Yeah, but it's like your money. Like you're spending it. Like I'll definitely like have some input, but like. I wouldn't be like, oh, you don't do that, for sure.
Really?
Not for sure, no. I wouldn't be like, you definitely shouldn't do that. Like, I'd definitely, like, let my opinion be no, but I wouldn't be like, if you really want to meet, I'm not going to tell you, like, no, don't spend your money on that, because, like, it's your money. I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money.
I want to hear, like, your opinion. I'm definitely
going to tell you my opinion if I don't like it, but if you get it, I'm not going to be like, wait, telling you. Yeah, like, because at the end of the day, it's your money.
Oh, no, I'm still
your thinking... money is also your house, so, like, I'm not going to tell you, don't get that.
I'm still thinking, like, I think this corner has the best lighting in the room, so, like, obviously we're going to stick with this corner. But, like, I don't know, I was thinking, like, maybe, like, buying fabric and, like, putting it on the walls, and then getting, like, letters and putting Chatterbox Crew on there. I think that'd be cute, and I still really love the couch.
Yeah, no, I love the couch, it's cute.
I think I would maybe, like, maybe I'd do something different with the couch, like, I'd reupholster it and, like...
I never noticed this.
What?
This.
Oh, the clip? Yeah, it was like...
Yeah,
there's clips inside the couch. I'm supposed to, like, keep the cushion down, but,
oh,
like...
Oh, really?
The cushion never slips anyway, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Plus, this is getting tired. It's getting boot tired. Gotta go.
So long.
I know,
like
so,
a year,
like...
right?
Yeah, probably.
About a year.
Probably about a year.
No, a year, because then we make it literally in the summertime. And the summertime just passed.
We did. So, we've been up here for, like, about a year, and it's, like, getting, like... It's cute, but, like, I really need, like, a set now. Like, it's, like, getting to the point where we need to, like, get a set.
Yeah, we need something different.
I need a set. So, like, I'm, like...
Scenery.
Yeah, new change of scenery. So, like, watch out the next 2, 3, maybe 4 months if I get the position.
I feel like you definitely will. I mean, like you said, if he came to you...
Yeah, and like, yeah, I feel pretty confident that I'm gonna...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you should feel confident.
I feel pretty confident.
Like, the manager gave me you.
I know.
Well, to tell you about the position.
Yeah, he came to me, he was like, the shift position is available and I want you to apply to it.
Yeah. He said, he wants you because he wants you to have it.
And will.
You will.
I'm gonna have to practice my interview skills. I don't really know how to do, like, I'm not really good.
I think you're good. Again, I think you're good. You're really good at communicating. I think you're good.
I haven't had an interview in, like, but my interview's gonna be next week.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I'm going in tomorrow to, like, I guess, like, prep for the interview, and then he told me that's gonna be sometime next week, and so I'll probably figure it out within the next 2-3 weeks if I'm if I got the position.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hopefully, I'll get that pay while training to, like, you know, like, hopefully I'll get that raise while I'm training for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you think you would get it while training?
I feel like,
if you're training, but, like, you don't have it, like,
I feel like,
well, because you are training for the, well, if you're training for a position, it's because you already have it, don't you?
Yeah.
So then maybe, yeah. So I think that, like, is making sense what you're saying, that, yeah.
So I hope I get, like, that, because, like, it's, like, I get paid
almost. Well, why don't you just ask other people that are shifts, like, right now, that people are shifts, like, hey, did you get your pay, that pay raise when you were training?
I'll have to ask one that, like, started as a barista and went up to a shift.
Uh-huh. Like, they have a few other places. I'm trying to think of them. Do I like them? Haven't most of them? But, like, still, I mean, it's not like you're asking them because you like them. You're asking them like, hey, when you were becoming a shift.
Did you get that pay?
When you were training, were you already getting that pay? Mm-hmm. Or when did the pay kick in for you?
I gotta ask. Because, like, imagine they're like, oh, the pay didn't kick until, like, a month after being a shift. I'd be like, don't piss me off. Mm-hmm. That would make me mad. But, like, I would still, like, you know, get over it. Mm-hmm. I think I could handle the position. I feel like I wouldn't get too stressed out. And also, like, I wouldn't be, like, that one bitch that we work with where it's like, I'm in charge all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like I wouldn't become that bitch who's like, I'm in charge and everyone has to listen to me. So I feel like I'm not, like, that kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not that, like, power hungry.
Yeah.
I just, like, I told you, I just want the raise for this. Yeah. That's the only reason why I want the raise.
I guess that's the only reason, though.
I mean,
for me, it's more like money.
Yeah, I mean, oh, don't get me wrong.
Like, I'm not about the money.
I want the money. But, like...
But that's what you plan on using the money
but
for.
But, like, yeah, that's what
Which, honestly, again, it makes sense.
That's what I plan on using the extra money for. Wants. I just, like, need this to, like, start working out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I need to start working out meow. Mm-mm. Right meow. I want 1,000 subscribers by Las Vegas.
Yeah? Well, maybe it could happen. I mean, I know last time I checked, we were, like, 530-something.
Yeah. We're close.
And Las Vegas? Well, that's, like, in 2 months.
Yeah.
We still gotta start planning, girl.
I know.
Because, I told you, I recently did look at the plane tickets. They didn't look that bad, to be honest. I think, like, they were on, like, 200-ish.
I don't want it.
You don't want to go on an airplane?
I mean, like, I'm going to for, like...
Yeah, girl. It's only a few hours. It's really not that scary. Honestly, I would say, like, the scariest part is, like, if there's turbulence. And then the other scary part is kind of scary. Well, yeah, but I've never experienced that. And I don't want to experience that, so don't put that out into the world. The other scary thing is, like, when it's going down. Like, when you're landing.
I don't like it.
It's a little nerve-wracking, especially because, like, well, do you like roller coasters?
No. I hate them.
You're just like me, yeah. The thing I don't like about, like, roller coasters is, like, when you're going down, you know, you get that sinking feeling in your stomach. You kind of get them when you're going in an airplane.
Great.
When it's going down, like I said.
I'm probably going to have that the whole landing time. Part.
Yeah?
I don't
You can try to fall asleep. Because, again, when I was looking at the flights, most of them were early in the morning.
Well, how long?
They're not that long. I mean, I can pull up right now if you want. But, like...
Like 6 hours?
I actually don't remember, but it wasn't that long.
Hopefully it's shorter than 6. Hopefully it's, like, 2.
I know. It definitely was not 2. I can tell you that one.
Jeez Louise. Like, can that be any more embarrassing?
Yeah.
My phone literally died. It's been plugged in this whole time, but it literally died while we were...
It was, like, charging, though. Because, like, has that ever happened? You were, like, plug it in, but, like, I guess it wasn't plugged in the right way, and, like, it's just not charging.
I know when it's plugged up to the mic, it gets hotter, and it gets harder to charge itself, so maybe it just couldn't keep up with
how hot it got. Maybe that's what
happened. But we were just looking at the flights for Las Vegas, and they're around, like...
386, so, like, almost 400.
Yeah, they're...
And that was just for one traveler.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Why? Is it
the plane thing is like
7 hours too.
Like people are like, oh, it's just a plane, it's just a plane. It's a phobia.
No, it definitely is a little nerve wracking.
I don't fuck with planes. I like if I really wanted to, the way that I would take a train there.
2 days. 2 days, two. And you get on different trains too.
I know, it's like it's 2 fucking days long layover.
Like, what if it happens, know how it's, like, unrefundable, like, the ones that we get, like, without, like, the protection?
Yeah.
And, like, you know how, like, something, like, our train last time was, like, late?
Uh-huh.
What if that were to happen to you? 2-day train ride turns to, like, what, 3-day train ride? And you have to buy a whole other ticket.
The way I live.
And you're not even in Las Vegas, and you already spent, like, hundreds of dollars.
I know.
Like, Maria, I don't even want to gamble anymore. Maria, I got too much at stake right now.
Maria, I'm going home.
Maria, I'm not gonna make it. Cause by the time I get there, we'll have like 1 day.
Well, obviously, I'd like hypothetically, if I would like request off like a week and a half, and then like I would leave like 3 days before you get there.
No, maybe you have to do more than a week, because if you think about it, when you come back.
Oh yeah, and then so, like basically so 2 weeks. I am off for an entire pay grade, an entire paycheck.
And I was like, wow, it's such a long trip from Las Vegas.
It's not.
It's actually a long one to train, right? It's 4 days. Damn, and then wouldn't you want to get at least, like, the one where you can sleep a little more comfortably?
Yeah, so it's so,
like, the girl, that shit would be even more expensive. Because, like, would you really want to sleep at a seat?
For 3 days?
Yeah. That's just so much you don't know.
God!
You wouldn't be able to fall asleep properly. Because, I mean, even when I did fall asleep next to you, I still didn't fall asleep properly.
3 days without sleep. We get to Las Vegas. Maria, I need to take a nap right now.
Maria, nap ends up being literally like the whole fucking day.
Maria, I can't see right now. I need to go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm telling you, check out with the doctor. Like, I'm really just do your research into that. Like, start now.
I know.
So, like, you can get your Xanny.
See, when you say that, it, like, sounds crazy. Get that Xanny! See, but a part of me is like...
I mean, if you need it, you need it. Or what you have now, gummies, I mean.
Oh.
Take a gummy when you get there, and then Las Vegas. Huh? You think you'll feel it worse?
No, I'm feeling it now.
Oh.
We're in the middle of talking, I just started giggling to myself for a second. I was like, what am I doing?
You're anyway. Like, what am I laughing about right now? You know what? I didn't even notice.
No, thank you.
I didn't even notice you were giggling about something. I thought you were just giggling with me.
I'm just like, I just can't do the plane. I'm just like, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it for you, and do it with you.
For me? I'm not for, like, the trip?
I'm just like...
Also, you put it in there.
I know.
Las Vegas was your type of
vibe. That's the one I wanted to go to the most. And then I didn't realize it was literally, like, near California. Now I'm like...
Literally across the country.
Now I'm like, God, I wish I would go to Miami. I wish, because then again, that's the way that we talked about Miami for half the episode. I'm like, we should have just stuck to Miami. It was literally like, oh my god, we're going to Las Vegas. So Miami. Like,
no, I'm so excited for Las Vegas. I'm telling you, after like the New York clubs, I'm very much excited for Las Vegas clubs. Because like, everyone knows Las Vegas is like the party city. So it's like, there's gonna be a whole different vibe there.
I know.
I'm so excited for Las Vegas. I'm so excited.
I'm just like, I can't. Like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be a big boy about it. But what if it crashes?
No, stop saying that.
I didn't see that's like.
When I'm saying like, I love watching like. Okay, I'm trying to say I love watching, but like at the beginning, I like did have like a time where I liked watching plane crash videos.
That's what I did when I was like 8 years old, and I watched and I like so like I feel like it like ruined my brain chemistry because I used to watch them.
Girl, don't start watching them now.
I know. I used to watch them for hours on end, like plane crash videos. Craziest plane crashes, and it'd be like someone in the distance like zooming in on a plane and then it going down. Yes. And for years when I saw a plane in the sky, it was that sounds crazy.
You start recording
every time.
No, but like sometimes like there's just like one area near where we live. It's like more near downtown where like the airplanes like because there is like an airport there. Mm-hmm. It'll be so much more lower, and every time I see them I'm like, oh my gosh, are they falling, like are they crashing, or like are they landing, like what's happening?
And like everyone, like I know planes, like everyone gets on planes, you know. Yeah, everyone gets on planes thing. I know,
but it's so scary.
Those people who get on the planes that crash, they don't think they're gonna crash. They just
they
know the
they think it's gonna
just...
be another like I'm gonna get to my destination. Okay, but that's the same thing with like everything. It's like you're gonna get in your car and you think you're gonna get to your destination just fine. But yeah. Also, how many people have gone, has that happened to where they don't get to their destination at all?
I know. It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah. Danger is everywhere. If you're
I know. If you think about danger is everywhere. But, like, I don't know. It's just such a big phobia for me.
I mean, it's a phobia for a lot of people going on an airplane.
I really...
Jay, get the Xanny, girl. Get the Xanny.
Get the Xanny.
You got it? Or, like, if there's some other thing you could take. Or take a melatonin so you'll for sure fall asleep.
I'm gonna take, like, 10.
Girl, you won't even wake up. I'm like, Nathaniel, the layover's here. We gotta go. We're gonna miss our other plane.
I wonder how long. Like, I wonder, like, if it's like, oh my god, it would be so good if it was like halfway so that I could touch the ground for like.
Girl. I mean, I saw for the one we were looking at right now. It's in Dallas.
Would you?
So it is like halfway.
Would you comfort me?
Like, I would hold your hand. Yeah. Honestly, I would probably hold your hand anyways because I know the last times I have gone on planes, like I've held on to the person next to me. Like, it doesn't scare me that. I want the window seat. Obviously, I don't even think you wanted it, but, no. Like, I want to be that clear.
You can have the window. No, trust
me, girl. I do love to look at it.
You can have the window. Even when we get on the train, sometimes when it starts getting fast, like, my heart picks up a little bit.
Really?
So it's just going to be like that.
times more though. Times like 10, probably.
Times like 16 million. That's how it's gonna be. It's because we're so high up in the sky.
Yeah, we are.
Sometimes I just like feel like you actually hate me.
I was like, well, like when you're like looking at the clouds and all, it's like so pretty.
I know.
Like, once you're actually up there, I was like, it's so smooth. There's turbulence. Why else is it gonna be awesome? I'm not gonna be like, oh, you won't feel a damn thing knowing your damn well there's turbulence every once in a while.
It's gonna be like a roller coaster ride, but when I tell you that I'm literally gonna be like this on your face, on your shoulder when we're taking off, this is. That's what I'm gonna be like. That's what I'm gonna be like. And then what? Actually, maybe the whole plane ride.
No way! That'd be crazy. Once you're actually up there and nothing, assuming there's no turbulence and no rain and all that, it's really smooth.
I just
hope it doesn't rain.
I'm just very thankful that we are going to a desert, so like hopefully there's no rain.
Yeah, but on the way there.
I know. We're just hoping that there's no. I'm telling you.
I just hope the days we pick are like, you know, good weather.
Just like that the whole time. The whole time.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling you. You're just like second yourself.
And then we get in the sky, and I'm gonna be the whole time doing like editing, getting shit done. Am I gonna pay for Wi-Fi?
You're not even gonna try and fall asleep? Play Wi-Fi. I think it's free.
No, but if you want to pay for it, Joshua says he pays for it every time. But he's like, it's only $10. I'm like, only $10.
I never thought it was free. Unless we get it. I mean, I tried to remember when I was a kid, but like, you know what? I would watch a movie on their screen.
What movie?
We wouldn't pay for it.
Are there
it,
good
though.
Movies?
I don't remember. I remember just watching a movie.
When's the last time you've been on a plane?
Fucking like 14. No, 13. Okay, 13.
So it's been so many years.
Maybe 14. Yeah, it's definitely been years.
It's been so many
like,
years.
Like, I remember him not chill. So many. I mean, I don't remember. No, it's definitely. Girl, it's been long enough, yes. I mean, almost 10 years.
God, I just, like, can't.
Because, like, if it was 13, then it would be, like, 9 years, because I'm 22 right now. And if it was 14, then yeah, it'd be.
8 years.
Yeah.
I just, like, I'm not ready. I mean, like, I'm gonna do it again, obviously. Like, I have to do it.
But I'm saying, what I remember of, once you're actually up there, it's real smooth. Like, you don't even...
Joshua takes planes... Oh, let me say his name.
I mean, If y'all end up dating, you're gonna end up saying his name a lot. Anyways.
I know. Anyway, Mr. Sir that I'm talking to, he takes planes all the time. He's taken a few to see
me
already. What?
Is that any Zanny could give you?
No, he's fine.
Don't answer it here also.
Is that any Zanny he could give you? No. No, he's not at all. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Dang.
I just, like, I mean, like, and again, I also feel weird going to the doctor and be like, I'm scared of planes. Give me something.
Mean, don't be scared. I mean, I know a lot of people do that. Like, when they're going there, they're like, oh, I need to go to the doctor to, like, don't prescribe me something. A lot of people do it.
Do you think? I feel like I'm going to walk in there and be like, hey, I'm going on a plane. I have, like, a really bad phobia of planes. Is there anything that you can give me, like, you know?
Prescribe me.
And they're going to be like, are you a drug addict? You're going to be like, what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the whole process is. But, like, I feel like maybe they'd ask, like, where are you going? Maybe ask you, like, proof of, like, where? Proof of it, that you're going there? I don't know. I really don't know how that all works.
I don't know either.
But I mean, like I said, I know a bunch of people, like, do it. Like
Shane Dawson did it.
Yeah, I remember. He got it, I mean.
Sorry, not to say that name.
No, I mean, I remember. I remember exactly what video you're talking about, too. Uh-huh. I really remember because I used to watch it all the time.
I think he
time.
Made a video called, like, Taking Xanax on a Plane.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember where I was going, but I know that I remember the video.
It was Texas.
It was for something spooky, right?
Yeah. I remember.
That was a good era.
It was. I loved it.
Too many subs.
No, yeah. But I remember I loved that era.
It was a good era.
I loved watching it with during that time, not gonna lie.
Are you ready to wrap up the episode?
I'm ready to wrap it up, yeah.
Maria, I have a question.
You haven't asked me this in forever.
I know. Maria, I have a question. Let's see if you can still do it.
Let's see.
I have a question.
Because I did it so good last times. I was always asked to do it.
Where could everyone find us?
Well, you can find us on all streaming platforms as... Chatterbox Crew.
At the Chatterbox Crew.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find us on, like, TikTok or, like, Instagram or X or Twitter, even though, have you been saying anything? Because I have not. I know last time we were like, oh, we'll say something.
Surely haven't. Didn't surely. Say
rate of silence over there. But if someone follows there, maybe for, like, that one day we finally end up doing it, you'll know. You'll know.
You'll know.
We are the Chatterbox Crew and all those.
And then if you want to find me, I am xo.xomaria with two A's at the end on Instagram. And on TikTok, I am whatsup_maria. Anthony, where can they find you?
Well, if you guys want to find me, because obviously you can find me at AM. You can find me at. I almost said my own username again.
Oh, yeah.
You can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, and.
What's she doing? Oh, she was like propped up, bro, in like a weird position. I was like, is she about to shit? She looked like a dog when they're about to poop. So I was like, is that about to happen? And after you told me she did on your bed, I was like, ooh.
She pissed on my bed like a week ago. She pissed on my bed. And you see, literally, I was literally just like a few hours late to changing her litter box. I was like, because like that was like changed. Like, I try and scoop it every day. If not every day, every other day. If I work like a 12-hour day, mm-hmm. every other day.
But you do like do it frequently, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I do it frequently, and I try and change her litter box once a week. A week and a half. You know, I just like didn't get to it. You know, I was still scooping it, but like it was like one of the poor weeks. So, like, I didn't have enough money to go buy the cat litter yet. And then I got paid, and I brought the cat litter inside. I was putting up the groceries, and I walk in my room, and she's getting all in a weird position on my bed, and I said, Athena, what are you doing? And then I see her just pee. She pissed on my bed, and I said, are you kidding me? And the way that she literally said,
and so then get for not changing my fucking litter.
And then peed, I was like, I took my sheets off, I threw them in the wash, I was like, fine. I'm gonna go change. Literally, like, it was already scooped. But I guess it was.
It was already scooped. It was already scooped.
It was already scooped. And I was like, why the fuck? It was scooped. I just don't understand.
But that wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
She's like, I cannot live in these conditions. I got shit in these conditions.
She said it's fucking stinky in here.
She comes. She's like, you're talking about me?
And then literally, I love when she does. I love when like cats do this. Like, right after you change the litter box, every single time she goes in there, she just kicks around. She'll literally roll around.
She's got to put her aroma.
She got her stink in there. Her fucking stink.
She's like, everyone's got to know this is mine. Yeah, especially when she's got her roommate.
Which
he doesn't even go in there, you said.
I think he does now.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, when I got home from, when we got home from New York, there was only, like, one accident on the ground. Mm. And I think that was because the litter box was full. But then, again, I scooped it, I changed it. That's the longest that she's gone without getting, like, the litter changed or the litter scooped. Anyway, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and here on YouTube. I also have my own podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
I mean, hey, if that's where you're trying to go.
No. This is the podcast that I need to happen. This is the one that's going to happen, I fear.
It will happen. I feel it. We're only going to be at 600. I'm telling you, the last one I checked was like 530, so I feel like it's definitely had to go up by now again.
And so, let's remember, for all the OGs here, because we're going to start promoting within the next 2 months. So, all the OGs here, become an OG now so you can say that you were here when we were under 1,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and we still don't remember the other OGs, like Belgium.
Oh, never forget about Apollo.
Apollo. I'm so fucking glad you said it. Because I was like, that was like the moment I said, I never got anyone. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You said Belgium.
I'm looking for something.
Belgium, Apollo.
And there's another Salmon K. Cat K. It's two people. It's like one account, but it's like two of them.
And they have a podcast.
They do?
Yeah, theirs is a podcast. Because
I haven't even checked anymore. No.
I went and looked at their.
It's been so long since I checked. Even when they first started like following us.
I think they had a few podcast clips on there. Anyway, we'll figure it out. And you know what? We'll shout them out when we're big and famous. Mm-hmm. Do you know that sound?
That's Athena.
Anyway.
It's Athena. It came from over there, so I'm guessing it's her, right? No, something. She's licking her lips.
Something's like a clicking sound. Do you not hear that? Am I tripping balls? I don't think I'm tripping balls. I hear it. Well.
Are you tweaking, girl? I think I gotta go, y'all. He's tweaking.
I'm tweaking.
Oh my god, speaking about tweakers, I know we said we're done, but you also know us, how we are.
Yeah,
I gotta show you these videos I saw of NYC where, like, this person does, like, edits
of
like,
tweakers?
I'm in New York.
No, but, like, fucking
tweakers, but you definitely can tell they're, like, on something. Oh, I just don't remember if I liked it on
me
here.
Me and Maria saw a few tweakers.
Or of you? Garber, one that we thought was dead.
Oh, yeah.
The way he was acting, he was, like, tweaking, you know, on the ground. And then he, out of nowhere, lays down.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, quickly,
he
too.
He was tweaking, and then he... And he sat, I swear.
For the longest. It didn't look like he was breathing.
I know, I didn't see that chest go up and down once for like 5 minutes.
And it was like, what's happening? And you know, I will say, it's kind of sad, like how no one came over. But it was like, you don't, because like if he did that, you know. But it was like, why would we come over? Because like, what if he's, you know, not dead and then tweaks that on you? Mm-hmm. So like, obviously that's what, like, you know, for my own safety, I'm like, I'm not going to go over. But it definitely was like, what the fuck is happening? And then like, he came up like a zombie.
I know, the way he came up.
Abruptly, and tweaking out all over again. I was like, okay, like I ain't trying to make fun of you, but like, sorry.
Feel bad.
Look, and the sound he uses, like they're definitely on something. Like it's so funny to me. Like, both imagine seeing yourself like that.
I know.
Like on someone's TikTok, there was another one too that I thought was funny. Let me see.
Ooh.
Sorry for making fun of y'all, but like, ooh, I did not see that one. Ooh. I didn't see this one. Sorry, y'all.
Ooh, a new one. Ooh,
okay, this one isn't that bad. Wow, he really was following this guy.
I know.
It's kind of weird how he follows him like that, but.
And, like, how is he recording that?
Oh! The edit is crazy. Oh my god! The edit is crazy. Ooh,
that was scary. That was a jump scare.
What's he staring at? You didn't get the money you wanted from the bank. Wherever you went in. Okay, you get the gist.
Yeah, it's kind of a little weird how he was following them, though.
Yeah, like as I'm like, it's kind of weird, but like, this is the way he edits that's funny to me.
Did we, was there a clip of him going into that building?
Yeah.
So we
and
sat.
And it was like a bank, that's why I was like, that's what I'm like, he followed him. Like, he literally like saw the guy go in.
And sat.
Waited the... there. And then was like, oh, he's coming.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird, but it was really funny. It's the edit. It's the edit. So that's so fucking funny. And the music he has in the background. That one too.
It's like, what's going on? I kind of love that, though.
No, yeah. It's just like,
should that be my next career path?
Following tweakers around.
But, anyway, are you ready to go film a little more TikToks and then leave my home?
I'm very much ready for that.
Oh. Anyway, it's time for us to go. We gotta go, girl. We gotta go. Good.
Damn, they said goodbye too.
Ooh.
Oh.
Good.